Let's praise the Lord. Let's open our Bible to the book of John, chapter 7. Book of John, chapter 7. And you read from verse 1 to verse 36. We'll continue today what we have started, living and doing the whole will of God. John chapter 7, verse 1 to 36. After these things, Jesus walked in Galilee, and for he would not walk in Jewry, because the Jews sought to kill him. Now the Jews' feast of tabernacle was at hand. His brethren therefore said unto him, Depart thence, and go into Judea, that thy disciples also may see the works that thou doest it. For there is no man that doeth anything in secret, and he himself seeketh to be known openly. If thou do these things, show them to the world. For neither did his brethren believe in him. Then Jesus said unto them, My time is not yet come, but your time is always ready. The world cannot hate you, but me it hateth, because I testify of it that the works thereof are evil. Go ye up unto this feast, I go not up yet unto this feast, for my time is not yet full come. When he had said these words unto them, he abode still in Galilee. But when his brethren were gone up, then went he also up unto the feast, not openly, but as it were in secret. Then the Jews sought him at the feast and said, Where is he? And there was much murmuring among the people concerning him, for some said, He is a good man. Others said, Nay, but he deceiveth the people. Howbeit no man spake openly of him for fear of the Jews. Now about the midst of the feast, Jesus went up into the temple and taught. And the Jews marveled, saying, How knoweth this man letters, having never learned? Jesus answered them and said, My doctrine is not mine, but his that sent me. If any man will do his will, he shall know of the doctrine, whether it be of God, or whether I speak of myself. He that speaketh of himself seeketh his own glory. But he that seeketh his glory that sent him, the same is the true, and no unrighteousness is in him. Did not Moses give you the law, and yet none of you keepeth the law? Why go ye about to kill me? Did not Moses give you the law, and yet none of you keepeth the law? Why go ye about to kill me? The people answered and said, Thou hast a devil, who goeth about to kill thee? Jesus answered and said unto them, I have done one work, and ye all marvel. Moses therefore gave unto you circumcision, not because it is of Moses, but of the fathers. And ye on the Sabbath day circumcise a man. If a man on the Sabbath day receives circumcision, that the law of Moses should not be broken, are ye angry at me, because I have made a man every whit whole on the Sabbath day? Judge not according to the appearance, but judge righteous judgment. then say some of them of Jerusalem, is not this he whom they seek to kill? But lo, he speaketh boldly, and they say nothing unto him. Do the rulers know indeed that this is the very Christ? Howbeit we know this man whence he is, but when Christ cometh, no man knoweth whence he is. Then cried Jesus in the temple, as he taught, saying, ye both know me, and you know whence I am, and I am not come of myself, but he that sent me is true, whom ye know not. But I know him, for I am from him, and he hath sent me. Then they sought to take him, but no man laid hands on him, because his hour was not yet come. And many of the people believed on him, and said, when Christ cometh, will he do more miracles than these which this man hath done? The Pharisees hear that the people murmured such things concerning him. And the Pharisee and the chief priests sent officials to take him. Then said Jesus unto them, yet a little while am I with you, and then I go unto him that sent me. Ye shall seek me, and shall not find me. And where I am, hither you cannot come. Then said the Jews among themselves, whither will he go, that we shall not find him? Will he go unto the dispersed among the Gentiles, and teach the Gentiles? What manner of saying is this, that he said, you shall seek me, and shall not find me? And where I am, hither you cannot come. Let's pray. God, thank you for this word of yours. Thank you for the day that you give us. Anoint the message, anoint my lips. O God, I pray, the purpose of sending your word, O God, to your church, shall be accomplished in the name of Jesus. I pray for fruit. I pray for harvest of righteousness. I pray for the message to go beyond the walls, to bring healing, revival, repentance, salvation. People will understand your will. Demons will be freed, O God. They will be delivered from all bondages of sin and the worldly things. O God, bondage of lack of knowledge, bondage of ignorance, I rebuke it right now in the name of Jesus. I pray, O God. O Lord, I pray for healing. I pray for souls to be saved. I pray for cities, for nations, for continents to be reached out with your word in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God. We bless you. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Christian life is a life of challenge. On earth, we are not here for a picnic, but here on earth we are on mission. From the day the conception until the day we are buried, we are challenged by God to do His will. The life of Jesus, the Word of God, the Scriptures of the whole Bible challenge us every day, equipping us every day to do His will. Christ, as we have read here, He was surrounded by full challenges. We studied from verse 1 onward how that He need to go to the Feast of Tabernacles, but He cannot go with His brothers because His brothers, they have worldly mind, they have different mind. But he need to go. There's a position by the Jewish leader, but there are people waiting for him to serve them with the things that they need from God. That's the way. We have something pull us down, pull us back, a position in the front, but still God wants us, still God wants His church to move forward because there are people who are willing to listen. There are people who are need our help. We carry the gifts of the Holy Spirit. We are the body of Christ. We are accountable before Him to bring the message. Finally, the Lord moved. Even added his resistance. People, they say about him, he is a bad man. But people also, there are people who are in need of him. We don't move with the people's opinion. Even if the people, they don't like us, if God wants us to move in that direction, we need to move. And God will protect us. God protected us. I believe one thing, and that is based on the Bible. Death may come at any time. Everyone knows that. But there's one thing the Bible speaks that people does not know very well. The righteous man will not die until he finishes all the work that God had ordained for him. The righteous man, God will not allow death to touch him 1 second before the appointed time. But the wicked, he's at risk. He's gambling with his life. Those who does not serve God, those who are lazy in doing the work of God, those who are not willing to comply with the will of God, those who are lazy and sitting at home, those who are sinning, those who are disobedient, those who are rebellious to the call of God and the will of God, death may reach them at any time, and there is no guarantee. It's a warning message. Very beautifully, how many times Christ, they want to kill him, they want to arrest him, they send officials, but this is not yet the time for him. Serving God is the best assurance, security, and insurance. I am not seeing sicknesses. I am not seeing disasters. I'm not seeing poverties, but I am seeing sin destroying the people, and we need to preach. I am not seeing incapabilities. I am not seeing lack of finances. I am not seeing lack of provision. I am not seeing there is no miracle, but I am seeing sin blinding the eyes of the people. And Jesus moved forward. And as a church, we need to move forward. We need to deal with issues. Why he went back to Jerusalem? Because he needed to go, because that is the word of God. He needed to be in the feast. But he was facing the leaders. Here he was confronting them. How many of you like confrontation? How many of you, if your wife do wrong, you want to go and speak to her? You need to go and speak to her. How many of you, when your son do wrong, you need to go and confront him? How many of you when your husband do wrong, you need to go and confront him? I tell you something, sin will not be vanished unless we learn to confront people with their sin. Jesus did not go around. Jesus went straight ahead confronting the people. In verse 19, did not Moses give you the law? And yet none of you keep the law. Why go ye about to kill me? He told them, Moses give you the law. But you don't keep the law. You are disobedient to the law. Yet you want to kill me. He faced them. You want to kill me. No. You are having devil. Who want to kill you? They told him. That's the answer him. But that is the truth. They want to kill him. But he faced them. You want to follow the law of Moses? You are not following the law of Moses. You are disobedient to the law of Moses. He wants to bring them back to the real issue. Why they were angry with Jesus? Why they were angry with the Lord? In verse 20, the people answered and said, "Thou hast a devil who goeth about to kill thee." They said, "No, no, no, that's not correct. It is devil in you." Up to this point, they accuse him. The church may pass through this situation in confronting sin and sinner. What was the sin that Jesus was dealing with? In verse 21, he wants to bring them now to the situation. In verse 21, Jesus answered and said unto them, I have done one work, and you all marvel. He wants to bring them back to the miracle that he had done. In John chapter 5, Jesus had done a miracle inside Jerusalem, in the gate of the sheep. There was a man invalid from birth, and Jesus healed that person from his sickness. A certain man was there, verse 5, John 5, verse 5, a certain man was there which had infirmity 38 years. He healed him. And he healed him on the Sabbath day. They get angry. Why? Because Jesus healed him on the Sabbath day. And because the man, when Jesus healed him, he told him, "Take your bed and go home. And go walk." Let's read verse 10. Why do you get angry? The Jews therefore said unto him that was cured, "It is the Sabbath day. It is not lawful for thee to carry thy bed." He told him, they told him, "Why you carry your bed on the Sabbath?" They were angry with Jesus because for them, healing is a work. And on the Sabbath, yet you should not work. That's correct. That is the word of God. And he should not carry his bed on the Sabbath. But the issue here, he was healed by Jesus. He should stay whole day until Sunday that he can go home. He need to go to testify, right? Now, why do you want to bring them back to that issue? Why do you get angry with the man who carried the bed on the Sabbath? Because he break the Sabbath? This is going out to the roots. When God gives the Sabbath rules from Genesis 2, he worked 6 days, on the seventh day he rested from all his work and he blessed the Sabbath. In the book of Deuteronomy chapter 5 and in Exodus chapter 20, God instituted the Sabbath, Saturday. 6 days the whole week you work, one day you have to rest. That's true. That is the word of God. And it was strictly implemented. They entered the promised land, and that the same rule of God continued. What was the instruction? They need to stay at home for rest. The people of God, they start to worship idol. And finally, they were put into exile and sent to Babylon away from Jerusalem. While they were in the promised land, they have their temple where the Ark of the Covenant is there. There are feasts that they are observing, they need to go to travel. That's why Jesus went to the Feast of Tabernacle. But while they were into Babylonia, into exile, they have no temple, but they have among them prophets. One of them is Prophet Ezekiel. And God was speaking to Ezekiel and to the other prophet, and they were saying to the people the word of God. What was going on during that Saturday, the Sabbath, they start to repent. They start to honor the Sabbath. They start to be gathered, the Jews, they gather together on the Sabbath to recite the word of God, to recite psalm, to read the scripture, to listen to their teacher, to listen to their prophets there. And that's what is in the Bible we read about the synagogue. Have you get the point? They started to gather as a synagogue on the Sabbath. But God did not say gather. God say, hey, this is the truth. God did not say them gather on the Sabbath. Certain festivals and feasts, they need to gather on the Sabbath. But otherwise, Sabbath, rest, at home, except the priests, they will be in the temple. But the point here, when they gather on the Sabbath to hear the word of God and start the synagogue, that is good or bad? That is good. That is good. When Jesus came, he honored that, because that is what the people did. 6 days we work, 7 days we rest in your presence. Now when Jesus came, he started to heal the people on the Sabbath. He was attending the synagogue. He was giving scripture to read. He was preaching in the synagogue. Now why did he get angry when he healed people? They get angry because they are not the one who healed. He's the one who was healing. It's all about jealousy and envy and pride. And that, when that controls the Jewish leader, now the second stage, they're getting angry. Yeah? He told them, why you get angry? And they want to kill him. So where is the sin now? He's dealing with what sin he was dealing. He was dealing with anger, pride, jealousy, because if they will accept that he is the Messiah, they have to give up their position and their pride and their privileges, and they come to Christ. But sin is sin. And I learned a lesson today from this message that I need to go and confront. He cannot deal with them unless he deal with their sin. Sin is what we need to see. That is the cause of destruction. I'm telling you. All what you see from earthquakes, tsunamis, typhoon, that's not the problem. The problem is the sin behind all these things. More sin, more typhoons. More sin, more poverty. How to overcome? Not to work more. Not to get more money. To repent more. To teach the people to follow God in the right way. What is the solution now? He will not do the miracle on Sabbath. It will not work. Their jealousy, it will be there. Even if he will heal on Sunday, they will have another reason. Even if he will heal on Monday, they have another story. Because it's about jealousy. About greed. About love of power. And that is our sinful nature. And God wants to cut that from us. He told them. He spoke to them. He told them, you are angry because I heal on the Sabbath. Okay. In verse 22, he told them, Moshe therefore gave unto you circumcision. Not because it is of Moses, but of the fathers, came from Abraham. And ye on the Sabbath day circumcise a man. Now why is circumcise a man on the Sabbath if work is not allowed? If a man on the Sabbath day receives circumcision, that the law of Moses should not be broken, are ye angry at me because I have made a man every whit whole on the Sabbath day? He told them, what I did wrong? You see, you can, it is possible you can circumcise a child on the Sabbath day. How about me if I make them, the whole man complete overall on the Sabbath? What is wrong in that? He was exposing their sin. Anger, pride, hypocrisy, church manipulation, politics. And that we need to be aware of. Why we gather together as a church? We hear the word of God, right? We edify through prayer, through listening to the message, through singing, we fasting, correction. Now we don't do circumcision, that's Old Testament. But there are certain things in our life that need to be cut. Circumcision in the New Testament is the circumcision of the flesh. It's painful. We need to deal with those certain issues. Deal with it precisely as we are dealing with sin, because sin brings death and destruction. All together. You know, in John 5, there's something that I want to share with you. Jesus healed the man completely. The Jews get angry with him. The Jews get angry also with the man. They were after the man. Why Jesus heal you? Why you carry your bed? But if you read John 5:14, John 5:14 say, afterward Jesus findeth him in the temple and said unto him, Behold, thou art made whole, sin no more, lest a worse things come unto thee. He told him, you are healed, now you are well. Stop, no more sin, otherwise you become worse. He rebuked him. Now, my point here, when the church go on politics, when people come with their pride and anger and jealousy and greed, without love and compassion, sin is not dealt with. Have you got the point here? Jesus not only healed the man, but he dealt with his sin. That is the true love of God. We need to have compassion. We should have love. We should have discernment how to help the people, and that they will be cleansed from their sin. It is a high level of commitment and high level of maturity. Christ was not after all, I am hurt, they spoke against me. I will not go there anymore because they are after me. No. He was seeing sin of that person that he hid, that he need to go unto him. We should learn as a Christian. We should learn as a church of God. We should provide complete service in a proper way. Let us learn today lessons from the life of Jesus how to do His will in full. Judge not according to the appearance, but judge righteous judgment. Don't look to the man carry his bed, and this person like that, and this like this. See deep things in people's life and help them to come out of their sin and unrighteousness. Healing will come when sin is dealt with. Why they were not happy with him? Why they want to kill him? John chapter 3. John chapter 3 and verse 19. Say, and this is the condemnation. John 3:19, and this is the condemnation, that light is coming to the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds are were evil. Their deeds were evil. He was not even wrong. It's out of jealousy they want to remove him. Out of their pride. We learn how Jesus did the will of God in the midst of opposition. In verse 25, then say some of them of Jerusalem, is not this he whom they seek to kill? Everyone knows there is a conflict, yeah? Everyone knows there's a conflict. Yes, that's the will of God. There are conflicts, and we will not approve wrongdoing. And we go through it, even painful, even we are threatened. In verse 26, but lo, he speaketh boldly. We need to learn to speak boldly, face to face, addressing the issue. Cancer cannot call it flu. Cancer is still cancer. Sin is still sin. You cannot call it mistake, a small error. It is sin. It is death. It is destruction. He spoke boldly, and they say nothing unto him. Why? This authority when we obey God. There is authority when the church obeys the word of God. When we speak boldly to the people face to face, God assures them that we are speaking the truth. God confirms it with miracles. God protects us. God is putting His thumbprint over our life. The people say, do the rulers know indeed that this is the very Christ? Everyone is aware that this is the Christ. The leader does not know? They know. Why? Pride is there. Verse 27. Howbeit, we know that this man whence he is, but when Christ cometh, no man knoweth whence he is. The people say, we know that Christ, no one knows from where, but that's not in the scripture. Two errors we find here, the crowd fell in. One of them, when Jesus said, do not judge according to the appearance. We should have discernment in our judgment. We have to see sin. Second error, when we don't know the word of God. They say that when Christ will come, no one knows where, from where. But the Bible says that He will come from Bethlehem, Judea. The scripture describes the birth, the place, the movement of Christ, that even he will come to the temple and the Lord will visit his temple, will come to his temple in Book of Malachi. Everything described. Lack of knowledge in the scriptures make us spiritually blind. That's why we need to read the Bible. When you read the Bible, your eyes will be open and you can see with your eyes the blessing of God. You can stretch your hand, grasp the blessing and cut it and put it into your sight. Verse 28. Then cried Jesus in the temple. What Jesus did? He cried. And I cry. Sometimes you see me crying with a loud voice. And Jesus cried when he was hung on the cross. Before he gave up the ghost. And I just imagine when he was hung and he cried with a loud voice like a lion. The Lion of Judah. Christ is the Lion of Judah. When the lion roars, everyone is alert. We cry. We need to cry. The church should cry. Should cry and warning the people. Not of tsunami or earthquake or famine, but of sin. The alarm of the church, not when the church see calamity, collect relief, but when they see sin, they should alarm and they should cry, because calamities will follow sin. Christ, cry. We need to cry. We need to cry. Whatever the people will say, let them say, but I will continue to cry. And to warn the people, to make them alert the consequences of their sin. He told them, you both know me. He faced them. And you know whence I am. And I am not come of myself, but he that sent me is the true whom ye know not. He told them, I am sent by God. I am sent by the Father. And if you know him, you would know me. You would accept me. But I love very much verse 29. Verse 29, Jesus said, but I know him. But I know him. For I am from him. And he has sent me. That is the thing we have to learn. We must know God well. We know we must know his will well. We must know his word well. For I am from him. Yes, we came from God. All what we have is from God and for God. And he has sent me. We should have confidence. We should have assurance. In doing our service and ministry, we should do it boldly, confidently. We knew very well that God had sent us. We don't see people respond. If they respond, it means God sent me. If they don't respond, that does not mean that God did not send me. And I declare it to the people. I know him. But I know him. For I am from him and he hath sent me. Then they sought to take him. So strongly they want to take his life. But no man laid hands on him because his hour was not yet come. Have you get the point here? There's no need to fear. Do the will of God. God will not allow anyone to lay hand on you before the appointed second. And many of the people believe on him and said, when Christ cometh, verse 31, Will he do more miracles than these which this man hath done? In the book of John, I think what is mentioned in detail, nine miracles. Nine miracles in the book of John. But John, he wrote also in John chapter 21 verse 25, John said, John 21 verse 25, and there are also many other things which Jesus did, that which if they should be written every one, I suppose that even the word itself could not contain the books that should be written. Amen. You say if everything that he did we will write, the whole world, books will not be enough. What I want to say here is, certain time there are big miracles that you can see, there, obviously everyone can see it. But besides that, there are many other miracles God is doing around you and through you and in your life. You must have faith in God and be able to see it. Sometimes you say, if I will go and speak, if I will go and rebuke, if I will go and correct, what will happen? I'm not able to see. No, don't depend on your own understanding. If you hear the voice of God to do it, you go and do it. Miracles, even if you don't see it, it is happening around you, behind you, or even after you. Even if you are not here in heaven, maybe that is the time. The thing that you have did to God, that will be the time to be manifested on earth. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. Acknowledge him in all your way and he shall make your path straight. Verse 3. Then Jesus said unto them, yet a little while I am with you, and then I go unto him that sent me. Ye shall seek me, and shall not find me, and where I am, see there you cannot come. He told them, I will go back. And what he mean here? His death on the cross, and be buried, and he rise again from the dead. After his resurrection, as we know, he stayed with his disciples, and after that he ascended to heaven, to the right hand of God the Father. The Pharisees, what they understood in verse 35, they said the Jews among themselves, whither will he go, that we shall not find him? Will he go unto the dispersed among the Gentiles, and teach them? Gentiles, will he go to the Gentiles and preach to them the word of God? They were thinking, would Jesus will go to the Gentiles when he said that they will go far away? Why they were thinking like that? Because they reject his message. And that's true. When he rose from the dead, before he ascended to heaven, he commissioned his apostles. Go and teach all the nations. And that is another thing that we learn today from the message. We need to confront people with their sin when they don't respond and sin is exposed and they are not willing to repent. There are thousands, millions of people are waiting to hear the whole will of God. And we are accountable before the Lord to reason with the message of Jesus. Let's stand. Let us commit our lives to God, to what we hear of message. Jesus should be enthroned in our lives. We should follow his ways and his commands. Let's pray. Oh God, I thank you. I bless you. I come before the name of Jesus. I commit my life and my ways unto you, O God. I'll do your will in full. I'll go to places that people even hate me, I will go. I will speak boldly. I will cry and rebuke sin. O God, I will move with love and compassion. I will move with discernment. O Lord, I will study your word and understand from your word your will. I will be quickened to your voice. I'll obey and I will hearken to the voice of the Holy Spirit. O God, take my life, take my hand and lead me in the way that you want me to go. O God, I pray as I move, miracles, healings, wonders, and you would do great things through my life and through my ministry. We bless you, Lord. I pray for my brothers and sisters, for your church, those who hear the message. O God, transform them. Take them out from sin. I rebuke all laziness, pride, work of demons and devil, jealousy and anger and witchcraft. I rebuke all in the name of Jesus. I rebuke spirit of lust, immorality. I cancel it from your people life, O God. I come against worldliness and greediness and covetousness. I cancel and cut them all from the life of your church and your people. O God, release the Holy Spirit. We release the spirit of truth. We release the spirit of righteousness, O God. We release the spirit of holiness upon your church and your people. O God, Jesus, we enthrone you in our life. We magnify you. We adore you.
Jesus, we enthrone you.
Yes, O Lord, hear our prayers.
We praise you as
Lord, be exalted.
our lives to you as a living sacrifice. Be that it be holy and acceptable to you, Lord. May our light shine before men so that they can see the good works of our Father in heaven through our words, our thoughts, and our actions, oh Lord. Let the world change.
Yes, oh God.
Because of our lives, oh Lord.
Yes, oh God. We thank you, God. We bless you for your words. Lord, I pray for strengthening for your church. Strengthening for every believer, every worker, every congregation, every pastor. Oh Lord, I pray that you will empower your church to be a defying agent in this world, oh Lord. To be the salt for the earth, to be the light for the world. To the blind, oh God. To rebuke, to correct, to speak boldly the truth. Oh God, I pray for blessing.
Yes.
For those who are in need.
Yes.
Whatever the needs of spire, oh God, we trust you, Lord. For healing, we trust you for provision. We trust you for finances. We trust you for solutions. We trust you for ways, oh God,
yes,
that you have prepared for us. Oh God, bless us. Lord, I pray for spiritual gifts. I pray for more people to get baptized with the Holy Spirit, to receive spiritual gifts, to serve you with your power and with the strength that you give. Oh God, bless us. Enlarge our territory, God. Let your hand with us and keep us from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Colors of day dawn into the mind. The sun has come up. The night is behind. Go down in the city into the street and let's give the message the people we meet. So light up the fire and let the flame burn. Open the door, let Jesus return. Take seeds of the Spirit, let the fruit grow. Tell people of Jesus, let His love show.
Amen.